Alt.
Alt-NPR.
Welcome, podcasters, to another edition of What Would Rob Do?, a podcast that looks at life's most trying dilemmas through the eyes of someone who tries his hardest to help you solve those dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca. Here with me is Rob.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Very well, Rob. Thank you for asking. What's this week's topic?
This week's topic is how to recover from a bad haircut.
A bad haircut. Because I suppose that one man's bad haircut is another man's tonsorial masterpiece. How do you define bad haircut?
Well, a truly bad haircut has to meet certain qualifications. It has to give you a completely different look from the one you had coming in. The general rule of thumb here, Mike, is if everyone is gawking at you, then you pretty much know you got a bad one.
So let's say you've determined, yes, I have a bad haircut. What do you do then, Rob?
Well, Mike, there are two basic strategies here. Now, you want to either cover up or create a distraction. I'll start with covering up. Now, I mentioned that wearing a hat is impolite, but if you wear a yarmulke, now that's showing your true pride and love for the Torah.
Only just one small, slight flaw in that plan. What if you're a Gentile?
I realize that not everyone can wear the yarmulke out and it works for everyone, but if your religion doesn't have a clearly defined head covering,
Or if you're unwilling to convert,
I say just make one up and then act really perturbed when people question you. Tell them, hey, you're just being really culturally insensitive to my religion.
You know, maybe this is a side note, but I've always wondered, Orthodox Jewish barbers, are they really bad at cutting the very top of someone's head? You know, having no practice at that and their work never being noticed.
Right. Well, you know, the Orthodox Jewish barbers, their work is really with the payasis. It's about getting the curls just right so it flows. I mean, that's what they're really the experts in. And you're right. The top of the head, that's really secondary.
Okay. Let's go back to other cover-up plans you might have other than the religious-based.
Okay. Well, you could go the fake hair route, like extensions, but I actually think a more cavalier approach is diving into the world of spray-on hair. I just want to caution here, though, you might want to stay away from any lit matches or candles while trying out this approach.
Okay. I have been taking notes, and you did mention creating a distraction. How does that work?
Okay, well, you have some options here as well. The general thing that you want to do is bring your head into balance. So say you went in to get some highlights and it turned your hair orange. What you want to do here is whip out your color wheel. Mike, what complements orange?
Not green, knowing my Ireland history, but you tell me.
Mike, orange is opposite from blue on the color wheel, just like yellow, purple, green, red. So if you have orange highlights, you go for Blue highlights.
Blue.
Yeah, there you go, Mike. Blue highlights. And so you have half orange, half blue. Now you've got something going here. You've got a head that's fully coordinated, and you're going to be a big hit at home games for the Syracuse Orange Men.
New York Mets, New York Islanders.
These teams also.
Official colors of Nassau County, where I grew up, by the way. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, say your hairdresser nicks you, and there's a square patch missing from your head. What you want to do here, again, achieve that balance. You want to go through and create some more patches, you know, go the checkerboard route and get little squares going and then maybe braid the rest. It's a statement here. You're making a statement.
That statement being, I am an escaped mental patient?
No, the statement is, I got a bad haircut. Yeah, I know that happened, but I'm doing something artistic about it.
All right. Do you run the risk of someone saying queen to rook five as soon as they see your checkerboard head?
That could happen, but you could say, hey, touche, I've got the checkerboard head. What do you got going for you, bud? Just, you know,
exactly.
A wave?
You don't even have a backgammon head.
You got nothing. You got a part. That's what you got.
Any final thoughts?
All right. Well, I think the most important thing to do, you know, you got a bad haircut. It's a traumatic experience. You have to make peace with yourself, and you have to make peace with the people who have wronged you. Now, I'm talking about going back to that hairdresser or barber, whoever it may be, and don't yell at them or get mad at them. This will only bring negative karma your way. My suggestion is find it within yourself to give them a small gift, like a new comb or something, and then approach them and say to them, you know what? I forgive you. And it's actually best to do this while they're at work, you know, working on someone else so that the whole barbershop can witness your act of forgiveness.
Wow, that's pretty deep. As Don Headley said, forgiveness.
Yes, Mike, forgiveness. And this is actually in the Bible. There's a passage, I believe it's in Deuteronomy, where it says, he who shall forgive, thine hair shall grow back. It's chapter 27.
Deuteronomy 20. So yeah, you didn't have to tell me that, but wow, that's pretty amazing. And Rob, as always, pretty enlightening. Thank you for that.
My pleasure, Mike.
Stay tuned for more podcasts of What Would Rob Do? As Rob tackles more of life's most trying dilemmas.
Alt, alt, alt.
Alt, NPR.